This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The date is Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Honored to be here. Paul Watson, big picture. Obviously, we've got the WikiLeaks, we've got the documents, we've got Klaus Schwab's public statements. The powerful elites of the world are devaluing currencies who use the money to buy up all the infrastructure. Their rearguard action is social conflict, divide and conquer, that so many empires have used for control. But it doesn't seem like it's going well for them. So it seems like we're going into a very dangerous, insane time. What would you call this time we're living in, and what do you expect them to do in the next 11 months ahead of the midterms? Because they know they're about to be repudiated, and the globalists are about to lose control of their main command base. How do you think they're going to strike back?
I think they're going to intensify the complete demonization of the unvaccinated, Alex, to the point where you had the Australian minister the other day, and you probably played the clip already yesterday, where he's literally saying with like raging bug eyes, which is the common denominator which all these people have, quote, if you give a green light, give comfort to support anybody who argues against the vaccine, you're an anti-vaxxer. That's the kind of rhetoric that George W. Bush said when he said you're either with us or with the terrorists. The next stage is to literally dehumanize, demonize the unvaccinated as terrorists. And that's precisely what's happening. The left pretends to care about oppressed minorities. The preeminent oppressed minority today is the unvaccinated. They're dehumanized by the media. That's the guy I was talking about right there. They're dehumanized by the media and violently persecuted by the state. We're told this lie that we have a pandemic of the unvaccinated, Alex. The numbers you look out of the UK today, you look at the numbers of people in hospital, COVID hospitalizations in the UK. 67% of COVID hospitalizations in the UK are vaccinated people. It's even higher when you look at adults. 71% of COVID hospitalizations are vaccinated. So it's not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. It's a complete lie. And yet they continue to claim that because they need to dehumanize, denigrate the unvaccinated so that they can release the wrath of the state in terms of violent persecution against the unvaccinated, use them as the scapegoat and abuse them, use them as the example, as a warning to intimidate other people. But again, as you said, it's not really working because even in places like Holland, like Denmark, you have large numbers of the population that remain unvaccinated despite this massive tyranny and these threats against them.
And Paul, I want to ask you what comes next in the 2 minutes we have left, and do an hour later in the week or next week, please, with us. I respect your view on this. You're dead on target. You've got German government putting out numbers in the UK government that people are twice as likely to die if they've had the shot. They say they don't know why. And then now you're more likely to get sick if you've had the vaccine. I mean, even Fauci's having to admit that now. So how the hell are they going to get away with this? This just seems like they've shot themselves in the foot here.
In the UK, they're actually trying to lobby the government to not release the statistics because they're being cited by the unvaxxed extremists. For example, Alex, this is reported today. From official government data, the rates of COVID infection per 100,000 are now higher among the vaxxed than the unvaxxed. We have Gibraltar cancelling official Christmas events. Their entire adult population is vaccinated. They've got a COVID spike. Ireland, 94% adult population vaccinated. They've got a COVID spike. So the entire case for this, the entire case for vaccine passports, which, by the way, are now banning people who can prove they don't have the virus. They're removing that option entirely. Their entire case for it has been demolished. And the only way they can intensify it and step it up is by increasing the intimidation, increasing the threats, as we've seen in Austria, by now literally threatening to put people in prison for 4 years if they don't take the vaccine. And that's the way it's going.
Paul, you do the best job breaking it down over to Summit.News and also at InfoWars. But you're absolutely right. And now Germany is saying, oh, we may just force and isolate everybody, not just lock you in your house. I mean, this is here. Tyranny's not coming. It's here. Watson, thank you so much, and have a great Thanksgiving. I know you don't really celebrate in the UK, but I'm going to be here eating bugs like Bill Gates said, okay?
Okay, thanks, Alex.
Thank you. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning, and it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body. And it tastes great. And it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com. Steroids. The year 2021. Every major populist nationalist leader has been subpoenaed or indicted or even convicted and then pardoned by President Trump. We have the global exclusive Roger Stone, longtime political confidant of the 45th president, and of course we know the real winner. That evidence is overwhelming now. Joining us to discuss the subpoena by the United States House Select Committee on the January 6th attack, which again is the progeny of Joseph McCarthy and has gone even further. McCarthy didn't put hundreds of people in solitary confinement for 9, 10, 11 months without even being able to have a trial. This is incredible. So Roger Stone is here to give us his exclusive take on being subpoenaed along with myself. The top story in the United States, hell, in Japan and Germany, it was all over the world yesterday, wasn't a radical black supremacist who said on Twitter and Instagram he was going to, you know, attack whites or only cowards were standing down. Whites need to be attacked because the Rittenhouse verdict. No, it wasn't 40-something people run over, five of them killed, little kids run over. It wasn't that. It was Roger Stone and Alex Jones are evil, and the January 6th committee's on their tail. And now we've gotten the subpoena. All these questions about who have we talked to, what have we done, did we ever talk to a 3%er, we want every document under the sun. And, of course, if you don't comply right, you go to jail, unless you plead the fifth. And then Mark Randazza, my chief legal counsel on all the flotilla of Democratic Party civil suits, is riding shotgun with us for the hour. But let's first go to Roger Stone exclusively to give us his first video statement on where he stands and what's really going on. Roger, I'm actually proud to be here with you, being targets of these people, because we're pro-America. We're not in trouble because we're bad. We're in trouble because we won't back down to evil, and we stand for freedom. Roger?
Well, Alex, you're absolutely right. This is my first national statement on any medium right here at InfoWars, just as in the hours after I was framed and charged in the Mueller witch hunt, it was InfoWars where I did my very first interview to lay out the truth of that epic struggle. And now, Alex, whether you like it or not, you're connected to me at the hip for the rest of your life. We're kind of like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And here's the thing. Neither one of us did anything wrong. This is a politically motivated witch hunt. Let's call it Witch Hunt 2.0. I've been disparaged and smeared as the promoter of an attack on the American Capitol on January 6th, despite the fact that I wasn't there. Any assertion, claim, or implication to the contrary is categorically false. There is no evidence or any witness who can honestly come forward and say otherwise. Dustin Stockton, I don't know who that is. Jennifer Lawrence, don't know them. Taylor Bunovich, don't know who that is. So this is the same ongoing effort we've seen previously, where you criminalize constitutionally protected political activity. You know, the reason I love America is because I love free speech and the Constitution. And the Constitution guarantees us the right to freely assemble, to petition our government, and to speak freely on the issues of the day. Any activity that I engaged in on January 5th, or 6th for that matter, was constitutionally protected free speech. I know nothing about unlawful activities at the Capitol, period, full stop. There is nothing to turn over. There is nothing to testify against. It's a witch hunt. And let me finally add, the chairman of the committee has filed a civil suit against Donald Trump and therefore has proven that he is not an unbiased or honest arbiter. This gives McCarthy a bad name. McCarthy was a good guy comparing to these smear artists.
I totally agree, Roger, and we need to focus on that again, that this, the head of the committee has sued Trump and is going after him on a host of issues, including January 6th. How can he then be the judge over this whole political fiasco? But let me ask you the big question. Obviously, I'm not nailing you down here, but I intend to currently go with the fifth. Not that I have anything to hide, but I saw how they set you up in the whole Russiagate fraud and hoax, and how I was here when you were trying to get Assange on. He wouldn't give us the time of day. We were all bummed out about it. Then they said, oh, you were secretly running Assange and all this. I knew it was a lie because I was there. I saw them convict you in a kangaroo court. So that got my attention. I thought it was a joke back when it was happening. I said, don't worry, Roger. You've done nothing wrong. No, you were right. You said it was serious. And so I don't want to be Roger Stoned right now in this. And that's why our forebears fought the British crown and defeated them for the Fifth Amendment. And I think that's where I'm going here, because these guys have no honor. No matter what I give them or what I say, they're going to say it's a lie. So why not just Fifth Amendment?
Well, that's absolutely true. Look, we know the House Democrats leak classified information with impunity. They illegally, in my case, consorted with the special prosecutor. There's no integrity in this process. It's not an honest, unbiased conduct. It's not that I've done anything wrong. I'm not going to decide what I'm going to do today, because there is a drop-dead date on the subpoena of December 17th, I believe, other than to say we have a member of the House Intelligence Committee who was sleeping with a Chinese spy. Now, he has access to national security secrets as a member of the committee. His office was penetrated by an employee who was working for that Russian spy, but they want to investigate Donald Trump and Roger Stone. This is an absurdity. We have become clickbait. I mean, that's really what this is about. I have nothing to do with this. I know nothing about it. I'm many things, Alex, but I'm not stupid. Whoever would think that trespassing at the Capitol or menacing lawmakers, even though nobody was armed, would benefit Donald Trump politically is either an idiot or an amateur.
Exactly. Why would we blow our feet off? It's a nice way of saying, why would we put our dicks in a garbage disposal? It's so ridiculous that we'd have a motive for this.
Well, in my place, it would take a very large garbage disposal. But pretty
with me, it would take a pencil sharpener.
I'm not going there.
It's actually gigantic. All right. That's going to be the headline.
This is long.
Hold on. Don't. That's all satire, folks. That's going to be the headline. We'll be right back with Mark Randazzo, my chief legal counsel, here with us with Roger Stone. You got to go to the jokes there. You know.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Disgraced. We have the video. We'll play it next segment. Because I watched it this morning and I forgot about it. And then I'm telling Roger, hey, what do you want to cover next? He goes, well, I want to talk about Andrew McCabe saying that Roger Stone is at the center, along with Alex Jones, of this whole giant plan to attack the Capitol. Now, this is even bigger hoax than the Russiagate. And so I forgot about that. That's a pretty big deal to have this guy out there claiming this fraud again. Not that we're Russian agents, but that we're at the center of the plan to attack the Capitol. So they're really telling us where they're going, Roger.
Yeah, this is laughable bullshit, is what it is. I mean, let's be very clear. I wasn't on the ellipse. I didn't march to the Capitol. I wasn't at the Capitol. I never left the grounds of my hotel on January 6th, and I know nothing about any illegal activities on the Capitol or anywhere around the Capitol or in Washington, D.C. that day, period. Andrew McCabe, however, is at the White House center of the Russian collusion hoax. And, in fact, on the day that I was convicted in a kangaroo-style court, a Soviet show trial in Washington, D.C., the prosecutor in my case announced that Andrew McCabe would not be prosecuted for lying to the FBI about the Russian collusion hoax. This is bizarro world. The world is upside down. What's the point? Alex, it's just more lawfare. Grind you down with legal fees, drag your name through the mud. Although I gotta admit, a lot of these pictures of you and I together look pretty damn cool.
Well, yeah, they're saying, like, next thing we've got to do is kill Batman, like we're villains. No, we're like Batman fighting the villains. Roger, we got Mark Rondazzo here. He's got a lot of points and questions to ask. He's read the subpoena. He says it's beyond McCarthy. I want to get his take on that. But isn't this about distracting from the inflation, the record gas prices, the Federal Reserve saying, eat tofu, not turkey? That's a real headline. And to the imploding borders and just all the crazy corruption of the Democratic Party.
Well, that's part of it. But the other part of it, frankly, is just the bloodlust against me because I was pardoned, and the bloodlust against you because you supported me in my epic fight for freedom. So these guys hate us because, as Plato said, no one is as hated as the truth teller. They'd like to shut InfoWars down. They'd like to just close you down so you can stop broadcasting the truth. This is epically debilitating, as you know, financially. All of these civil suits, and I still face six more baseless, unsubstantiated, groundless, but tremendously sensationalized civil suits, and now I have to defend myself legally in this proceeding.
And we're going to talk about that before you leave, but this we are seen as, like, go back to the Roman standards, like the standard of a legion. If they can capture that, that'll demoralize us. And I'm not trying to brag, but it's true. The left sees Donald Trump as the big standard, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, other big standards. They're really trying to seize those. Mark Rondazzo, you said you got into legal stuff reading about McCarthy. Now you're here.
Yeah, you know, I'm an old school liberal, and I haven't burst into flames as I've been here. And what that means is I believe in freedom of expression for everybody. In fact, especially for people I disagree with, not just for people I agree with. And, you know, when I started studying McCarthyism, when I was in journalism school back at UMass, I remember looking at that and thinking, boy, you know, why weren't more people courageous enough to stand up and say, I hate communism, but I hate the deprivation of civil liberties more? And I thought, boy, you know, it's a shame I wasn't alive back then. Well, I tell you, I shouldn't have wished that I would have the ability to be in a fight like that, because here I am, right now. I think that this is the closest thing to, and in fact, it improves upon, if you can use that word, it improves upon how McCarthy did things. We have the same exact thing going on. We have the press marshaled against people. We have the government marshaled against people. And why? Because you have the audacity to be political dissidents. Now, the only thing different between the populist right right now and the communists back then is at least the populist right here has a lot of public support. The communists at the time had, if anything, a tiny sliver of support because we knew better. We knew better as a country. We knew that that was going to lead us to Stalinism or lead us to Maoism. You know, but here you actually had a populist movement that grew up in alternative media when you had the mainstream corporate press. I tell you, I used to say it acts like Pravda for the left, but I think that's actually an inapt comparison. It's probably more of an obscure comparison to Radio Milcolin in Rwanda before the genocide. I mean, I see the way that these people talk about you, talk about Roger, talk about anybody who might agree with you, and it is a concerted effort to dehumanize you and to drag you down so that we have no dissent in this country. And damn it, competition is what built America. Competition in the capital systems, competition in industry, competition in creativity, competition in everything, including the marketplace of ideas. That is why we have a First Amendment. And when you want to go in there and shut down one of the carts in the marketplace of ideas, you are no longer acting in good faith as an American. And shame on this committee for how it's acting.
Well, amen to that. And just because multinational corporations are taking over, where do we go next, Roger? Because when we talk about the Fifth Amendment, not that we've done anything wrong, but why should we have to pay a bunch of lawyers to dig through everything and then just have them say we lied? The only answer is, hey, Fifth Amendment, I think.
Well, look, I haven't decided what I'm going to do about this subpoena. I won't decide. It has a return date, I believe, of December 17th. I'll decide between now and then. But this is an effort at distraction. Congressman Adam Schiff told us that he had seen substantial evidence of Russian collusion. He's never produced a thing. Eric Swalwell's office was penetrated by a Chinese communist spy he was sleeping with. Jerry Nadler goes crazy about non-existent DOJ interference in my case, but now he wants the DOJ to interfere in the verdict in the Kyle Rittenhouse case. These people are hypocrites, and this is an effort to distract from their own lies and their own crimes.
You're absolutely right. In fact, next segment for TV viewers, radio listeners can imagine, and they're lucky they're not having to look at it. I mean, you look at the Penguin, Nadler, and you look at Pelosi, and you look at Swalwell, they're a legion of morons. These are ridiculous people perched on top of America's back that have sold us out to China. They should be very easy to get rid of politically.
Well, look, the real question is, in 2022, will we have a fair, honest, transparent election? If we do, these people are toast. I mean, gas prices are heading to $8 a gallon before it's over. You're going to see far, far more deaths and injuries from the COVID-19 vaccination as they attempt to make it mandatory, compulsory. You have us being pushed around the world by the Chinese, by the North Koreans again. The Russians are massed on the borders of Crimea. Why? Because Joe Biden exudes weakness, and our adversaries can see that. You were around, Alex. Do you remember any food shortages under President Donald J. Trump? Did we have high gas prices under Donald J. Trump? Were we having to beg gasoline from the Russians and the Saudis? No. So they want to distract from the horrific conditions in America under this incompetent and probably illegitimately elected president.
I totally agree with you. This is a ruling class out of control, collapsing, rotting, dying, and they're projecting their own death fears onto us, trying to bring America with us into their death spiral. We're sorry they're all physically dying, but they all will be dead soon. We have launched the most important sale of the year because now we've got a bunch of great products that have been sold out for months and months and months back in stock. So, right now, the real Black Friday sale is beginning. And it's only going to run until the end of the month, and that's now only 6-7 days. InfoWars Store official Black Friday special has arrived. Ladies and gentlemen, people love it. It's our best seller. Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the key amino acids, everything you need for your immune system and your body, and it tastes great. and it funds the InfoWar. It is back in stock, 40% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. And so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. It's only 6-7 days left in the biggest sale of 2021. Bet on freedom. Bet on InfoWars. Bet on yourself and get great products. The only way you fail is not taking action at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, welcome back. Roger Stone riding shotgun with this global exclusive. And Mark Randazza is a top First Amendment lawyer and more. But during the little short break, I said, why do you think they're doing this? He just did this 2-minute rant to me that was absolutely on target and amazing. Can you repeat? I know it's hard to repeat genius again on cue, but I mean, repeat what you just said during the break.
When in 2008, I actually donated to and volunteered on the Obama campaign. And we laughed at the fact that the Republicans didn't really understand the internet at that point. And, you know, we just looked at the internet as digital Massachusetts. There was no point in putting much effort into it because the Republicans weren't even going to show up. Well, in 2016, in those intervening 8 years, a lot of people on the right learned how to use the internet. And then all of a sudden, this alternative media is what came into play. people who weren't in the mainstream corporate press. That mainstream corporate press has acted hand in hand with the Democratic Party for decades. So, you know, Democrats watched their own newsfeed, their own Pravda, and all that got regurgitated back to them was what a joke the Trump campaign was, what a joke people like you were, what a joke all it was, and they just weren't prepared for it. They were as shocked as anybody was the next morning when they woke up and they saw that Trump had won. And I think they looked at that and they swore they'd never be caught like that again. Now, what a real American would do at that point is say, how did we lose in the marketplace of ideas? How do we retool our arguments? How do we get to connect with the American people, these people who are patriotic, who believe in America, who believe in the Constitution? But instead, they looked to the other direction and they decided that they were going to try to win the marketplace of ideas by shutting down the opposing store in that marketplace.
They went the classic purge authoritarian model.
Yeah, just come out, shut down opposing media, and you notice that first they started with people that it was easy to start with. You know, they tested the waters with Milo, and then they kept moving along, and they kept hitting other people. And as one by one...
Well, just say it. They demonized me particularly so that when Roger Stone and I got banned, people would stand for us, and then every domino fell. So we'll talk about the way to counter that.
One by one.
So I'm going to get your take on how we counter that in a moment. But Roger, responding to what Randazzo just said, you're right. What you said is so important before break. I cannot stress this enough. This is all a distraction from the Ghislaine Maxwell pedophile trial. This is all a distraction from the open borders. This is all a distraction from the dollar devaluation and Biden dumping the strategic oil reserve on the market and oil prices didn't really go down. I mean, so speak to that, and where do they go when they're crashing and burning and national polls have 67% of people, even in fake polls, hating him? It's probably 80%. I've never seen such a cratering here as a long-term political hand. What do you read the tea leaves?
Well, first of all, let me say I have the highest possible regard for Mark Randazzo as a man of integrity and as a great lawyer. In fact, if you read M. Stanton's book, Blacklisted by History, which Ann Coulter called the second greatest book after the Bible, makes a pretty good case that there was communist subversion in America in the 1950s. Now, it's McCarthy's tactics we don't like, and in this case, these are the tactics of McCarthy, the tactics of smear, the tactics of vilification, and that's exactly the point. We have become clickbait. We're being attacked because it just makes the left drool. The reason my wife was attacked outside our home last Christmas by some left-wing lunatic, the reason that there's so much hatred, I mean, literally a tsunami of hate on Twitter against me, against Alex Jones, against Owen Schroyer, is because we are cutting through the BS to tell people the truth. There is a disproportionate amount of red Chinese influence in our government today. We have an authoritarian and politicized Department of Justice in which the FBI breaks into the home of journalists like James O'Keefe to try to determine who their sources are. This is to have a chilling effect on every other journalist in America. You know, those guys at the New York Times and the Washington Post who may be chortling, you better be very careful because they may be next. Freedom of the press is out the window. In fact, their answer to being challenged on any intellectual basis is censorship, is deplatforming, is in fact outright cancellation.
And then it's trying to put you in prison like they're doing to you and I over and over again. I mean, let's not forget you got pardoned. And again, I like Roger. Roger's a really smart, funny guy to hang out with. Great insights. Always very careful about being accurate. People always say he's this big villain liar. I remember saying, you want a job at InfoWars. I'm not trying to act tough like, oh, he wanted a job. But he did obviously want to get paid. You know, he's a capitalist. And I'm like, listen, I love you as a show. I love you as a guest. But I want Julian Assange and I want this and that. And then if that, you can get big guests for the show, I will pay you the nice sum you wanted. And he goes, I'll get on it. I'm talking to this Randy Credico, and they tell me it's big. So I already knew that Roger told the truth to Congress. I knew he didn't have a contact with Assange. I was there. And then I watched them convict him of something he didn't do, because I was laughing at Roger before. I thought it was he used to get mad at me. He said, this is serious. You need to watch out. And he was right. So now I listen to Roger, but that's why I take this very serious this time, even though we're totally innocent, because these people are crazy.
Well, look, on November 3rd, 2020, only because BuzzFeed brought a lawsuit, Robert Mueller and the Department of Justice were forced to release the last remaining long hidden redactions in their secret report, in which they admitted that there was, quote, no factual evidence tying me to Russian collusion, WikiLeaks collaboration, or the phishing and publication of John Podesta's highly embarrassing emails. So what then was my motive to lie? What was I lying about? Any misstatement I made before Congress was irrelevant, immaterial, hid no underlying crime. Now we see Dr. Anthony Fauci lies his ass off before Congress. Rand Paul does a spectacular job of nailing him, but when will he be charged? When will 29 FBI agents storm his home at 6 o'clock in the morning and march his wife out of the house in her nightgown?
So let me ask you this question then, Mark Randazza. Why do intelligent people with high IQs, and I'm not bragging, but we're obviously not low IQ here. I think we're all above 100, I think it's fair to say. Why do we get chivalry? Like, let's not break rules. Let's have agreed upon. Let's not do dirty things. Not because we're just wimps, but because we know it'll be done to our family. Why are they breaking all the rules, doing all this, not knowing it's going to summon their own destruction? I just think they don't think a few moves ahead, Roger.
Well, except I think you have to recognize the single greatest trait they have is arrogance. They're extraordinarily arrogant. And that permeated the Mueller investigation. It permeated the special counsel's office. It permeates today the Biden Justice Department. They are the law. And that means that they cut corners. Look, I'm being sued by the Biden Department.
Yeah, I mean, look at these guys in the video talking about us. I mean, they look like, look at the arrogance of both, all of them. I mean, look at these people. You wouldn't have these people over for dinner. They all look like, they look like supervillains. They're radiating evil.
Well, you can always tell when they're lying, you see. Their lips are moving. That's the common.
I know that's McCabe right there. I know the bimbo in the middle, but who is the guy that looks like Dr. Evil over here?
I don't know. He looks brain dead to me.
He's like an arrogant son of a bitch to me.
Yeah, no, he attacked me a couple weeks ago. I can't even remember his name. But right now, I don't want to boost his name ID and give him more followers. This whole thing is an absurdity. So yesterday I thought about it. You know what? The House January 6th committee, been there, done that. I've got the T-shirt. It says Roger Stone did nothing wrong. Alex, the greatest single problem here, as you know, is the enormous expense. Look what you're going through in the Sandy Hook case. Look what I'm going through fighting this. My coffers are empty. My legal defense fund is bare.
Hold on. We're going to both do a big plug to support us because you're right. I want to explain this to the listeners. I already sold my nice house that was an investment to fund this operation. I love my little house. I'm not complaining. I got my Dodge car, my F-150. I'm a happy camper. I don't care about money. But money keeps us in the war. Like, if you've got an army, you got to feed them, you got to keep them clothed, you got to sharpen their swords. And so, yes, InfoWarsStore.com, buy the great products, get them, save InfoWars.com. But, Roger, when we come back, we're going to do a big, fat, juicy plug for you because, yes, you are such a prize to them that I get, like, when they're going to get you, I go, myself. So it's had the reverse psychology of me going from like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We keep grinding.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Ago, put me in the first movie I was in, and then put me in another. And then I got a bunch of movie offers after that, and I had no thrill seeing myself on the big screen. I don't care about being on the national news. I don't care about meeting powerful, rich people. But I love being in the zeitgeist fighting tyranny and knowing all of these listeners and all these great people and folks that stand against tyranny. That, to me, is exciting, and you are the real rock stars in my life. I mean, I love Ted Nugent's music. He's got some of the best music out there, but the fact that he's been fighting him since the 70s and is a trailblazer, I admire him. It's not about the great guitar he plays. It's about how he stands up for what's right. Now, let's talk about Andrew McCabe. He's won back full FBI pension after being fired under Trump, the Hill reports, and all his legal bills paid. Wow. I never got my legal bills paid. The Democratic Party, the same folks that bankrupted Remington, filed 6 Sandy Hook suits. We're down to 4 of them right now. We got 2 others we're dealing with. Okay? That's the level. People say, well, you know, I'm like a baby bird begging for money here. Yeah, folks, we're the tip of the spear. If you want us to keep fighting, if you want us to stand up, I mean, we are the champions of freedom. And I'm not up here like some arrogant son of a bitch going, because that's bad luck. Oh, man, I'm your champion. I'm the big daddy. No, I'm not the big daddy. I'm somebody that couldn't bow to their evil and wouldn't go away and understood they were evil and that had to be resisted. So that's why I want you to spread the word about us. I want you to pray for us. And I want you to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. I want you to support Roger Stone. Everybody in America should be wearing a Roger Stone Did Nothing Wrong shirt. By the way, he's got new T-shirt designers. They were always great, but I'm jealous. The new one he's got from Big Daddy Distributors.
Big Daddy Unlimited, a big gun company in Florida. I want those, but we're going to talk about those in a moment because we got to stay on air and you got to, you know, show your colors loud and proud. And let me tell you, wearing an InfoWars shirt, a Roger Stone shirt, you can't be more avant-garde. You can't be more Americana. You can't be more populist. You can't be more rebel. You can't be more outlaw. I mean, they call Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings, who I love, outlaw country because they moved to Austin instead of Nashville and sang like they wanted to. We're taking on the New World Order, folks, and we need your support. But here is what Roger Stone was talking about. McCabe, the disgraced former deputy director that lied to Trump, lied to Congress, everything, up there talking about us being his enemies. So the good news is, if this big, powerful man is up late at night wanting to put us in prison, that shows he's not as powerful as this criminal claims. And yeah, I call him a criminal. Here it is.
Up front now, Andrew McCabe, former deputy director of the FBI, and Ellie Honig, who was an assistant U.S. attorney for the Southern District here in New York. Director McCabe, both Alex Jones and Roger Stone, of course, were in Washington on the day of the insurrection, the day before. They were both incredibly vocal proponents of pushing the big lie about the election rigged hoax, all of that. They have longstanding ties to Steve Bannon, who is the one who convinced Trump to come back to Washington for January 6th. So how central to this could they be?
Well, Aaron, I think they could be right at the red hot center of it. And I think we've, you know, the committee has kind of telegraphed what they're thinking with each round of subpoenas that we see coming out. And for my money, what seems clear is they are focused intently not on specifically the mayhem of the insurrection on January 6th, but on the days leading up to January 6th. They are trying to get to who was at the center of planning this activity, how was it funded, where were those communication networks, who was involved, who was talking to who, and how does this potentially get back to the White House? And, of course, the ultimate question, was the violence part of the plan? And I think these subpoenas are a great way of closing down the loop on those questions and really getting to the center of it.
Right, right. Yes.
All right, I can't listen to any more of this. Roger, only two folks can respond to this in the world, you and I. Were we the big, hot, juicy red center? That was a pink center, but...
No, actually, Andrew McCabe is the white hot center of the Russian collusion hoax. He's the one who knows the Steele dossier is a fraud, but allows it to be used, the rationale for an illegal investigation. Then she says, I'm a close associate of Steve Bannon's. What planet does she live on? Steve testified against me at my trial, falsely perjured himself to help.
Yeah, I've asked you, even though I know he did that, to just drop it. You attack him like a piranha on the show. They all know that. I mean, your feud is famous.
Well, it's not some minor political scuffle. They were trying to give me 7-9, and he was trying to help them. So you can see how I might be somewhat upset about that. That's not the point here today.
The point is she's a damn liar and knows it.
Well, that is exactly true. There's one other guy here that has to be mentioned, and that is Owen Schroyer. You can go to givesendgo.com right now. We're only $2,000 short of raising $250,000 for his legal defense. He's done nothing whatsoever wrong. From what I can see, and I've read his indictment, it's a fraud. Owen Schroyer deserves your support because he, too, is a truth teller. And he, too, is being smeared and disparaged and vilified when he did nothing illegal.
Absolutely. And InfoWars will continue to the listeners to support him. We appreciate that. But, Roger, let's talk about you because your wife's got stage 4 cancer. Pray she gets better. They beat her up outside at your apartment where you live. They celebrate. They took your house away. And you're that standard they're trying to seize. I love the new T-shirt designs. Where do people find all these new great Roger Stone T-shirts and support what you're doing?
Well, they can go to rogerstonestore.com, rogerstonestore.com. They can go to stonecoldtruth.com in the store. But most importantly, I need people to go to stonedefensefund.com. By law, those funds can only be used for my legal defense. I need lawyers, new lawyers, because I'm not going to roll over to the deep state, and I will never plead to something that I didn't do. As you know, I was pressured to bear false witness against the president. I could have gotten off the hook by doing that. I refused, because Michael Cohen, I am not.
And by the way, they want to make examples of us, destroy us, to intimidate anybody else that might stand up. That's why we don't just want to survive, we want to thrive. That's why if you want to save America, you should support Roger Stone, you support InfoWars, you should do it right now. Mark Rendaza comments on what we're seeing with Andrew McKay, the disgraced former deputy director that lied to Congress, up there trying to say that we're the hot red center of this.
Look, I just don't see it. You know,
and we're reds like communists, too.
I mean, I've seen you guys say things that were politically incendiary, say things that are on politically dissenting, and that's the point of America, damn it. You know, I remember, I don't know how many people have seen this movie, but there was a movie that came out during the Bush administration that was supposed to be an oblique attack on its excesses, and I think it had some excesses as well. Good Night and Good Luck. It was about the McCarthy.
Excellent movie.
About Edward R. Murrow. But, you know, you can watch that, and that is a parable that fits any political excess. And if you watch that, now and watch it and look at what they're doing now.
It's
and
way worse than McCarthy.
You know what I don't agree with? And, you know, I respectfully disagree with both of you. This is supposed to be a distraction. I don't think it is. I think it's the main event. I think they want a civil war, but they want it in a very elegant way. They want it against unarmed opponents. They want it against the indefensible. They want to limit the people who are willing to stand up to them to a tiny small group and then eliminate them. And then all the people who are sort of right in the middle or
no, I agree with you that they want
to scare them. It's a psychological.
In June, Biden said the new terror threat isn't Islam or anything. It's American citizens that protest and soccer moms. And so, yeah, you're right. No, you're right. I actually agree with you. They're trying to kick off a war against the American people.
And an American president saying the greatest threat is other Americans. If you've got other Americans that aren't in favor of the government, the government's not doing its job.
Yeah, like it's a government of the people.
Yes.
For the people.
And you know what?
By the people.
We have to do, you know, one thing I hear from a lot of people that agree with you, a lot of people come up to me and they say, hey, you know, don't tell anybody this, but, I think Alex is right. I'm like, hey, why are you saying it that way? Say it loud. If you agree with Alex, say it loud. If you don't agree with him, say it loud. Don't be cowed by, you know, I just don't want to get in any trouble, because that kind of silence is what's causing this, because at least half this country doesn't believe that this is how the country should be governed. You know, I think that they are acting in a way that they think that they might have the ability to make that final coup de grace, that final move. And they're acting without honor.
Oh, there's no doubt. This is an authoritarian takeover. Great points, Mark Randazzo.
And it's terrifying, you know, and frankly, look, I represent so many different people from so many different walks of life and so many places in that marketplace of ideas. And I don't care what they have to say. In fact, the more I disagree with somebody, the more I'm happy to represent them. And, you know, I want to tell you just a tale of something happy.
Right? Stay there. We got to come back. 15 more minutes with Mark Randazzo. And, of course, the great Roger Stone. And then we've got Jake Ducey coming in here. I got all the CIA mind control documents, stuff we've never covered. Literal, the most powerful stuff we've ever covered on freeing your mind is coming up in the last hour and 45 minutes. And it all ties into Reset Wars and ResetWars.com. But Roger Stone and Mark Randazzo, one of the top First Amendment lawyers in the country, straight ahead, we're going to put bookends on this thing, and he'll tell his happy story. Stay with us. But, Roger, again, where do they donate?
StoneDefenseFund.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.